This is the Detroit Evening Report for Friday, March 18th, 2022. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News. A local activist group is planning a mass vigil on Sunday in downtown Detroit to honor the victims of the Atlanta spa shooting. Co-founder Zora Bowens says they also want to remember their lives lost in the past year to keep them at the forefront of people's hearts and minds. There has been a spike in violence against Asian Americans, especially women. New research finds that hate crimes targeting the Asian American community have reached unprecedented levels. According to data published by the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism, anti-Asian hate crime increased by 339% last year compared to the year before. The event, which will include an open mic and a march in memory of the victims, will be held Sunday at the McNamara Federal Building. For more and whenever we're needed, go to WDET.org to hear a conversation between the two co-founders. State auditors say Michigan's unemployment agency did an insufficient job both onboarding and offboarding thousands of workers who helped with the flood of jobless claims in 2020. Auditors found problems with how the Unemployment Insurance Agency contracted staffing agencies. The audit said the UIA did not require criminal background checks for temporary workers, though the three staffing agencies say they conducted them. 47 workers had at least one felony conviction, including some for financial crimes. The Detroit Land Bank Authority expects to sell most of its properties by the end of 2023. Spokeswoman Alyssa Strickland tells the Detroit Free Press the dwindling inventory does not mean the city has eliminated blight. She says the land bank will pivot its focus to vacant land sales. During a hearing on proposed budgets on Wednesday, land bank officials asked the city for $11 million for operations and to maintain properties that may be sold. Interim Executive Director Tammy Daniels said she expects to list the remaining 5,400 salvageable properties next year. And in Friday food news, a Moroccan bistro, Argentinian-inspired restaurant, and a pastry chef have made the short list of James Beard Awards finalists. Chef Omar Anani is the owner of Saffron des Trois on the east side. He's up for Best Chef in the Great Lakes region. Werda Bugataya is vying for Pastry Chef of the Year. And Barda in Core City is in the running for Best New Restaurant. The awards are known as the Oscars of the food world. The Detroit chefs are competing against top chefs and restaurants from around the country. The winners will be announced in June. More than 30 restaurants are participating in Dearborn Restaurant Week. The 10-day dining experience showcases the community's wide array of cuisines, from barbecue and biryani to tacos and Thai. Dearborn Restaurant Week ends on March 27th. That's the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News.